I would definitely say that tennis is my favorite sport. My parents both played it, played in college. My mom's really into it, and she plays tennis about 3 times a week at least. Plays with the team, and she always has some kind of story about the ladies that she plays with. And she goes on to Florida and stuff like that. It has a good time. But she kind of basically gave a racket to me and my brother, made us kind of start playing when I was around 5 years old. And I've been playing since then. She taught us at first, and then the same, we went to a swim club called Minisink, and the pro there turned out to be my high school teacher, and so I knew him for like so long, and he was the same pro, he's actually the same coach for the men's team at high school, and so he taught me basically everything I know, and I think he's a great guy, but some people have problems with him. But I would played for some high school matches, I played Minisink matches, but I play, like, the whole idea is you want to play tournaments so that you get points, and then you get, like, a ranking, and you play a certain amount of tournaments a year. So one year I decided that I would try to do that, so I started playing some tournaments, and I played my first tournament, and I kicked butt in the first round, I won 6-1, 6-1, then I got whooped the second round and lost 6-0, 6-0, but that's okay. I still felt pretty good because I lost it, because if you lose to people who are better than you, it really doesn't matter, because they might have been playing for twice as long as you. Some people play it for half as long as you, and they're still a lot better than you. I mean, what can you do? If you've played the best you can, it doesn't really matter. But the thing is, I had to play 3 tournaments a year, and I played 1 tournament, and I lost the second round, like I said, and then I was going to play a 2nd tournament, so I signed up for it, and it was someplace like half an hour away from my home, and I got there, and it turned out that I was only the 2nd person to sign up for the entire tournament. And so the people who ran it, they're like, do you even want to bother playing the tournament? And I was like, well, this is a great opportunity, because if I win, then I've won a tournament, I'm only 1 match. So like, I can beat 1 guy. And even if I don't, like, who cares? So, and because you get points for where you finish, so the runner-up gets points anyway. So I was kind of hoping that the other guy I was going to play against was going to drop out and just give me the trophy, but he didn't. So either way, we went out and played. We didn't start, we started, like, way after, because I got there for a 7 o'clock match. We didn't start playing until, like, 10 at night. It was ridiculous. So we got out there, and I realized this guy was a lot better than me. So it probably like hurt my whole mental angle on the match. But basically, he whooped my butt. I think it was 6-2, 6-1. And that was it. We're probably over in less than an hour. But I mean, who cares? Because I got my little runner-up trophy. I got points to be on the USTA. And the part of the, and I have like a ranking, I think, now. I'm probably really like in the 1,000 billionths or something like that. But it was pretty good. And yeah, it was a lot of fun, even though I didn't win anything.